Jago understood that. One of the others barked out a comment, and the Dothraki laughed. Ira told her, "Quaro thinks you should take an ear to teach him respect." Her brother was on his knees, his fingers digging under the leather coils, crying incoherently, struggling for breath. The whip was tight around his windpipe. "Tell them I do not wish him harmed," Danny said. Ira repeated her words in Dothraki. Jago gave a pull on the whip, yanking Viserys around like a puppet on a string. He went sprawling again. Free from the leather embrace, a thin line of blood under his chin, where the whip had cut deep. "I warned him what would happen, my lady," Sir Jorah Mormont said. "I told him to stay on the ridge, as you commanded." "I know you did," Danny replied, watching Viserys. He lay on the ground, sucking in air noisily, red-faced and sobbing. He was a pitiable thing. He'd always been a pitiable thing. Why had she never seen that before? There was a hollow place inside her where her fear had been. "Take his horse," Danny commanded Sir Jorah. Viserys gaped at her. He could not believe what he was hearing, nor could Danny quite believe what she was saying, yet the words came. "Let my brother walk behind us back to the Khalasar." Among the Dothraki, the man who does not ride was no man at all, the lowest of the low, without honor or pride. "Let everyone see him as he is."